Paul saw her coming back through his mirror, holding a white-colored shopping bag. "Get anything good?" Paul asked. "I sense a bit of sarcasm." "Not at all." Charlotte opened the bag and removed a couple of hats and two pairs of sunglasses. She passed one of each to her partner. "What are these?" Paul asked. "It's called a hat and sunglasses." Paul tried not to crack a smile as he tried the sunglasses on. "Yes, I know. Why do we need these?" "So we're not spotted when we go inside. Duh. Haven't you seen any spy movies?" "This stuff only works in the movies," Paul said, putting the hat and sunglasses to the side.
"If we both put on the hat and sunglasses, if Kowalski does happen to be there, and if we slip in with a bunch of other people who are also going in at the same time, he won't recognize us."
"Sure of that?"
"Yes. We'll just be another guy and girl going into the club for a good time."
"With a hat and sunglasses."
"We live in California. Everyone has sunglasses."
"What's with all this wee stuff?" Paul asked. "You're not going in."
"Why not?"
"It's too dangerous."
"Excuse me, who knocked out all three of those guys in my apartment?"
"Listen, you got in some lucky shots because they weren't expecting you to hurt them."
"Oh, what, because I'm a woman, I can't be dangerous?"
"I didn't say that," Paul answered, sensing he got himself into trouble.
"Birdie, you out there?" Stella picked her way across the damp grass, feet bare. It was late October, and things were cooling down at night, finally.
"Yeah," came the answer, the voice oddly muffled.
"What is it?"
Stella asked, moving closer to the fence. She could smell cigarette smoke in the still air. It was just past 10 on a Saturday night, and if her sister Birdie was already smoking menthols, it must have been an interesting night next door.
"Take a look at my face and you tell me," Birdie said, blowing a plume of smoke skyward.
She silently held the pack out to Stella, who took one without thinking. At the fence on a Saturday was the only time she ever smoked, at least since high school.
"What is, oh, what the hell?" Stella asked, fighting a laugh.
Birdie leaned into the oval of light from the flood over the shed. It lit up a small zone at the fence where they could both stand in or out of it as the mood dictated. Right now, Birdie was in. But then she leaned back out, letting the shadows drink her back in. Stella lit up with the proffered lighter, dragging hard. Jimmy had been vigorous. She could still taste him in her mouth, and the smoke covered the taste of the fried appetizers they'd eaten at dinner 2 hours earlier. Fried things and wine, then home with Jimmy. He was a good man, but Lord, if he didn't get wound up on Saturdays, just like Birdie's man, Cleet.